Christ. Cheese. We train our employees to measure the cheese out on the eye level. It sounds technical, but it's worth it when
Micah,
you get
Micah, you're reading the Domino's box.
No, I have it memorized from memory, all right? Most delicious pizza ever.
On the first day of Lent, of all things.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe in anybody's God.
What?
Not even God's, so screw you, Jesus.
Everything's ruined.
Did you grow up with religion?
Jew.
Oh, right.
Three days of Hebrew school.
Yeah, where'd that
get mitzvah.
You?
Bat mitzvah. It got me to have resentment towards my parents, God in general, and I really loved candy bars.
I see. Did you have to sell those a lot?
No, but I had one teacher would reward us with a candy bar after, like, everything. He was some rich guy who just, like, volunteered, you know, to, like, so that, like, his income could just go
wow.
to the thing. And so he would give all these candy bars to these kids. And so I was, like, getting a candy bar a day from this guy.
Micah Fox!
Mm-mm.
I know that I would like that about my Hebrew teacher if I had children. About my kids' Hebrew teacher.
That they have candy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it.
Oh, yeah. Totally undermine my parents' efforts.
Yeah. You got an answer, right? You get a gift?
It's strange.
Well, it's you know very what? Bizarre.
Oh, well, we got paid for things.
Like what?
Actually, that's not true. I think I just made that up. I was like, we got paid for good grades. And I was like, no, we got beaten for bad grades. That's what it was.
Hey, Micah, 1 to 10, how insane are you?
Oh, I don't know. 1. Wait, which one's which?
10 is high. 10 is like, I'm super insane.
Are people allowed to self-diagnose their insanity?
I think they have been.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
well,
Ritalin's
that sounds
on the
insane,
market.
So, to me. All right, you crazy person, I'm going to go for a smoke break. Just fill out your eval right here. If you can tell the difference between a pen and an elephant, we'll get started.
Also with us is Kyle Thompson. He's the one that every time you're on, he reminds me. He's like, she is batshit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like you.
Why do you think I'm batshit? Wait, compared to these guys? Why am I batshit?
No, I think especially last time you were on with Mike, you were just bouncing off the walls and it was
wait,
hilarious.
Compared to Mike, I'm crazy?
Oh, you're much crazier than him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
Okay.
Wait.
I
no,
mean,
you're
but
right.
When you compare
right.
us...
Who would you say, Kyle? Kyle, of course, our intern. Who would you say is our craziest guest? Is it Micah?
Well, we just had...
I think John was definitely the nuttiest dude
I was
going
to say, yeah.
Yeah, we just had John F. O'Donnell on, so he's actually certified.
That's no, not he's really faking fair. It. That's not real.
You really think so?
No, he's crazy. Once he tried to show me important documents that were hidden under some stairs that he couldn't find.
Is this true?
This is true.
What did he do?
I thought he was on drugs. I thought he was on, like, acid or mushrooms or something, and then, like, I find out later...
This is Friday's guest. Go ahead.
He was like, he's like, I got these important things. I'm going to propose to this bank and all this stuff. And I was like, but because, you know, he can get a little kooky kook, you know? Right. So I was like, oh, he's just fucking with me. And then I'm like, he's not fucking with me. He's just on drugs. And then later I'm like, oh, he's just off drugs. Now I got it.
Did you go along with it? Like, you were excited? Like, maybe I can have an adventure now? Or did you?
Where are we going, right?
Yeah. I might actually do that, like, if he's like, Kyle, we gotta go get the documents. I'd be like, all right, man, let's do it.
He scares me a little bit. He swears he's nonviolent, but he wouldn't know, you know? He's like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. He wouldn't know.
I
Lenny
told him
was
right
nonviolent.
To his face, you scare me, man, but I like you.
What was his response to that?
He's like, awesome. Yeah, you're cool too, man.
You're awesome too, bird. Cockatoo!
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
right.
He had his girlfriend for a while, who's a very nice girl, and I ran into her later, you know, at some point, and I was like, oh, you know, what's going on with you and John? And she was like, oh, we broke up. And I was like, oh, no, how come? And she's like, because he's fucking crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I knew that, because that's why I wasn't dating him. Like,
right, I saw
like
him.
How is that an excuse, you know? Oh, you know, like, at what point are you supposed to realize someone's crazy, like, from the very beginning second? But, you know, I got sucked in because he's like, I love sociopaths. These people, you know, it's like they draw you in. They really care about what you have to say and they're passionate about things. Like he and I stayed up for a full night before I'm crazy, aren't I?
Well, these crazy you're at least a two. These crazy people are more passionate about made up things than more passionate about things that are actually happening.
Which... A for effort.
So,
but.
You know, they got a lust for life. It's just everything's made up.
Mmm, cheese. That's not cheese.
See?
We're on to you, Domino's.
Hey, let me tell you some shocking news. The I'm not joking. This is shocking. The show Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. The two chicks on there, Snooki.
Sure. Snookers.
Snooker, Snickers, Snooki.
Orange she doesn't care. Woman.
Snickerette.
She'll answer.
And JWoww. Mm-hmm. Both of them are not Italian.
Are they Jewish?
One
no.
Is, yeah. One is Spanish and Irish.
That's Snooki.
No, that is JWoww. Snooki is from Chile. She's
oh, really?
Chilean.
I always thought she was like, yeah, some sort of Latin flavor. I was surprised to hear that she was Italian.
She is not the Gwydet princess from Poughkeepsie.
She's not even from Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, she's probably from Poughkeepsie.
She's certainly Guided out. Do you have to be Italian to be a Guido?
That's what I was saying. Wait.
Yes, so, yes, you do. If you're,
do you?
Yeah, if you're in the, if you're hanging out at the Jersey Shore and you said, and they go, whoa, you're from Chile. Yeah, there's no Italian blood in you at all. Do they go, hey man, it's more an attitude. Yeah, you're right, bro. Let's beat back the beat. No, you're kicked out the fuck out the whole shore.
Well,
of course
just,
it's where
it's
you're
not
from.
The Italian shore. It's the Jersey Shore. You just have to act like a Jersey douche while you're on the shore.
If that's they knew, they wouldn't be pleased. They care what kind of Italian you are. If you came from Staten Island or Brooklyn, how more real you are. I mean, they don't even know Italian exists. But you definitely have to be Italian. If you told them you're not Italian, you just know how to fucking rock it hard and juice it up.
So wait.
I thought that was the criteria. I remember I went to high school where there was a lot of... there were either Greeks or Jews, but the Jews were really Jappy, Jewish American princess, not the Japanese kind.
Who, by the way, the Japanese kind are getting pretty Jappy these days. Have you been to a pastry shop? Holy shit. Those girls are picky.
So they would talk like this, totally. And I would call anybody a Jap. They don't have to be Jewish. They just have to, you know, they wore exactly the same thing. You know, they all had, it was a style of clothing, a style of speech, a style of like, you know, who you're dating. It's just, it's sort of like a Guido. You could be a Jap. Do you know what I mean?
So you're saying this is okay?
I'm saying, I don't know. I
was lied to
Guidos,
and they will not be allowed on the Jersey Shore again.
Are they not going to be allowed?
They shouldn't be. I hope
that's
governor,
ridiculous.
The governor of the Jersey Shore will not allow them to come back.
Snooki was mad fronting, and now I regret creeping.
Yeah,
right.
He's right. He's right.
I don't want to creep on a Chilean. That's a.
They're not even Italian. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh! They're not even Italian.
That who does that make the Italians look worse because they don't even know who's not Italian?
I think it should.
Uh oh. Everyone's shamed.
Now that's ruining a reputation for Italians.
Maybe they're happy.
So maybe it's different because amongst like Jappy people, you just have to be able to afford the clothing. And it's like, okay, you're in the club as long as you can do that. Like there was one black guy amongst the crew. Like, I don't know. And he was
amongst what crew?
He was amongst the Jappy crew.
Oh.
And I was, but he was a little more hip hop about it. So he was like their hip hop Jappy guy.
I don't know.
I think you're getting a little too liberal with this whole Jap thing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No,
it really
no way is a black dude a Jewish American princess. Like, maybe he will date one and horrify their parents, but that's like the extent of it.
Have you ever been called Jappy? Is that what you think everybody's
no.
Jappy?
No, because I wasn't. Because my mom didn't let me spend that much money on clothing. So I couldn't really be.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with these. I don't know what to call them now.
You could still be Jappy without the clothing. You're just a Jewish American person.
Well, I gave that up for Lent.
Okay.
Judaism, you
yes.
gave up for Lent.
Yep.
So I wonder if they put all these people in the house, and now the other people in the house start going, "You're not even Italian. You shut up with that."
Yeah, I think that's why they're gonna keep her on because it's just gonna cause
right.
controversy.
No, they'll keep her on, sure, but
it's not. Yeah, it wasn't called the Italian Jersey Shore.
No, but I mean,
wow, come on. The house, there's Italian flags all over the house. They kept saying they were Italian. We were lied to. Let us make no mistake. We were all lied to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait till Oprah finds out.
Well, I hope they have it on. Try to make good.
You know what, to be honest, I'm not that irate about this.
I'm humiliated. I've been saying how great this show is. I was into it thinking these people are Italian. And you know what? Everybody's going to start acting like, oh, Skeet, you think reality shows are real? Well, now you know. You know what? You were sucked into and you should be hurt also. And we got to stop this ridiculousness.
But they make you look stupid, right? And that's why you're upset.
Yes!
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They came to my house and slapped me with a cannoli. That's what I think.
I want to see when they find the footage that actually says that Because maybe they didn't say, hey, I'm Italian. But if they did, that's weird.
Tony Soprano is Swedish, I'm being told.
Mm.
Yeah, they should really have scripted the Jersey Shore better to make you really believe they were Italian. You know, they know everything about these people. They don't care. The whole thing is scripted, Keith. You want to feel stupid, how about believing the Jersey Shore is a real show?
Somebody really got punched. Somebody really got fucked. I don't understand what's fake about these shows. Except for the part where you lied about your nationality.
Is Snooki the one that ate pickles?
Yes. She loves pickles. Mm. Do Italians not love pickles? Should that have been a clue? You know who loves pickles? Chileans. Everybody knows that.
They love chilies, dude.
I was in denial. Chilies and anything shaped like chilies.
And in Turkey, they love turkey. Right.
You know, if the Jersey Shore makes you look stupid, then you look really stupid.
That's not nice.
In comparison. No, think about it. They're the stupidest looking people on the planet.
Okay.
If they're making you look stupid, think about how stupid you gotta be for people on the Jersey Shore to make you be stupid.
I was already offended by them. I don't know where this is going.
I don't like that I have to do math now.
This is stupidity. Oh, okay, we're all stupid. It's settled.
Sarah Palin is upset at the show Family Guy for making fun of her retarded kid. Sarah Palin was more than a little disgruntled Sunday evening after watching an episode of Family Guy. Why is she watching it? Oh, they went too far. She's watching Family Guy.
Why is she watching it?
Why was she watching Letterman? She complains about everything.
She's not watching this. Let's watch Family Guy. Whoa! Seemed to poke fun at the former vice presidential candidate's Down syndrome son, Trigg, a mentally handicapped character, had said, quote, my dad's an accountant and my mom's the former governor of Alaska, during a controversial installment of the hit series. On Tuesday, Palin posted a note on her Facebook saying that the episode felt like another kick in the gut.
Worse than when you found out your baby was retarded?
And then her daughter, Bristol, ended up saying, are there any limits to what some people will do or say in regards to my little brother or others in the special needs community? If the writers of our particular pathetic cartoon show thought they were being clever in mocking my brother and my family yesterday, they failed. All they proved is that they're heartless jerks.
You know what? You guys are a bunch of assholes, the Palins, because this is not South Park's first attempt at making a joke.
Family Guy, but right.
Whatever. Sorry, Family Guy, at the retarded. They've been making fun of retards, fat people, people's mothers, religion. They make fun of everybody. There's a handicapped guy on there. Like, now they targeted you. Now it's like, oh, this is just a general thing about you shouldn't make fun of people who are mentally retarded.
You're right. Yeah, they've been doing it this whole time. Fie on the Palin's houses. They should have noticed it long before. They should be up in arms, however many they got.
Well, if they're offended by just the fact that you shouldn't make fun of Down syndrome kids, where have they been?
They've been busy making Down syndrome kids, Hemda. That is exhausting.
That show has a good-looking newscaster, a guy, and he has a retarded kid. The kid has an upside-down head. Yeah. Now, maybe he should have commented then. His head's upside down, for God's sake. What a mess that would be. And then, of course...
Yeah, the Palins are lucky they got away with just a downy.
Right.
They could have had an upside-down face.
I don't know if I heard this before or not, but where I got this news article from, they allowed people to write comments. Now, why? I don't know.
On the news article?
On the news article.
Oh, because they want people to spend time on their website.
Oh, well, what do you think people are going to write? So here's what
Down
somebody...
Down syndrome is great.
What's the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and Sarah Palin's vagina? Only 20% of what comes out of her vagina is retarded.
Oh. Wow. Awesome. Letterman's getting sharper and sharper these days.
You bitch. Signs Letterman. Not David Letterman. He signs it Jay Leno so he doesn't get caught.
All right.
Lent starts today, by the way. I mentioned that. And the Church of England is encouraging people to give up their iPods for Lent rather than traditional vices like chocolate or meat.
But is it against the Catholic religion to have music?
No, it's not against the Catholic religion to have coffee, but you give up something,
yeah,
you
but
decide.
Coffee is...
Well, you're not supposed to give up something bad. Are you saying like it's not healthy?
You're supposed to deny yourself. Is
something you want. Sex, anything.
I see. So, I don't know, it still doesn't make sense. Music is healthy. Why would you want to give that up? Why? Why
is music so healthy?
No, but why?
Through everybody's iPod, by the way. Everybody thinks music is healthy. Get the fuck out.
Okay, but why is he targeting that? Why not say, hey, I'm going to encourage something that, like alcohol, that might be destroying.
Well, one thing is like when
that
you're
they
listening
have to drink Jesus blood, and so you can't stop drinking alcohol.
Well, Jesus blood is great for you.
Oh, by the way, if you are giving up alcohol for Lent, what happens in during your
communion?
Yeah. Well, when you go up for the blood and the
that's not alcohol. That's blood, Hemda. That's the actual blood of Jesus.
Are you allowed?
Well, you know what? I remember saying this to my dad, and this was shocking to me. My dad, of course, was a Catholic priest, and I would say, what
do
if
you see people's faces when you say that? That people's faces just like their eyes
shock?
Just bug out like what?
Yeah, I'd say I throw in of course, so it's not a big deal.
Oh,
everybody knows that, of course. I was molested as a kid, of course. So anyway,
sneak that one in. I like that. I was sly.
So, oh, I wasn't surprised at all.
Good thing we can't rewind.
You reek of molestation, Keith.
How dare. No, I wasn't.
Look at that beard. You're hiding from something.
Is that what people do? People that have beards are hiding secrets?
Keith is really not shaving his beard because he's lazy, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's hard to find motivation when you've been molested.
So I asked my dad, like, what about, priests that are alcoholics? Because you have to, you know, when you give the blood, you're using wine, of course. And then at the end, you're not allowed to throw, this wine is now the blood of Christ. You're not allowed to throw it down the sink. You have to drink the rest of it if there's any extra. And, of course, there's going to be extra. And I said, what if a priest is an alcoholic? And he said, well, they have to drink the blood. Does that mean they can't have any kind of alcohol? I'm like, yeah, Dad, I think that's what it means. He's like, well, then they can't be a priest. That was shocking to
me. How are you going to have an alcoholic priest anyway? Doesn't that sound sort of already sacrilege?
No, you can be
if you're fixed,
if
you're recovering.
Yeah, if you're fixed, but one drink will get you. Like, can you still be a priest? I think it's a good question.
Well, apparently the answer is no, and there's the bad answer. So anyway, this Church of England is saying the idea to not use your iPod also is to save energy, and that's good for the environment and the climate.
Do they know how iPods work?
I don't think so.
This is an ad for Apple.
Yeah, you should
Apple.
See the exhaust on my iPod. It is hellacious when everyone's using it on the subway and we're all just hotboxing in there. You want to know, though, it really does disconnect you from everybody else, which is what I love about it. But I could see why, you know, it doesn't bring, you know.
But the thing is I think we're talking more from a New York perspective. I could be wrong, but we're disconnected on the train and disconnected on the way to things. We take off our iPods once we get there. Do I have to discuss everything with everybody on the way to everything?
I mean, I'm just sick of the days before the iPod when you had to discuss everything with everybody on the train.
What I'm saying is it's disconnecting you from what? What am I being disconnected from that I need to connect to? When I reach the destination...
Like you want to disconnect from the fact that a Hasidic Jew has practically sat on your lap and keeps reading over your shoulder. So those are one of those times where you're like, even though I'm reading, I think the iPod should go in and I'm going to play something hateful that you can hear. Asshole.
When all you can hear is music, you can't hear God's voice.
Yeah, what if they're singing God's music? What if it's God? I God.
Then that's fine. I think that's fine then. Ian from Iowa saying people walking around with their iPod on is antisocial.
What I just said.
I don't know, right, but I don't know what happens in Iowa where you're walking by, you know, I don't know. You're talking about sheep fucking for half an hour. Well, over here, you know, I don't need to talk to people.
Well,
hey, Bill, fuck you. I've got my iPod on.
iPod keeps me away from bombs. A whole list of things that I don't got to deal with my iPod.
Okay,
on.
Car coming your way, honk, honk. You're listening to Quiet Riot. The next thing you know, you're in a quiet hospital room.
Right.
It's a safety concern, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect someone who's been molested to be worried about their safety, but the rest of us... protect our bodies
but
because they haven't been violated.
Nobody's listening to their iPod. Well, I guess you're plugging it into the car, but you're not being antisocial when you're driving.
No, she means walking in the car.
Hits oh, her. I see. Yeah. All right.
Today's the first day.
Boy, they really hit hard, these Catholics. They find the real deal things to worry about.
Can you picture not listening to your iPod for 40 days?
No, but it's fucking stupid. Like, why?
It's to focus on that, to decide, you know, as the Catholic group, this is what we're going to send out our press release about. This is what you guys should choose because of energy ignorant.
Right, but I don't know. It's as deep as you're saying. This is they all got together and
pick something else. else. Pick something that...
Pick what?
That
pick something that, that isn't people a are following hardship you. For you.
No, people are following you. Pick something that is a hardship.
What?
That also might actually... They're saying it's antisocial and it's ruining things and whatever. Pick something you like alcohol.
No, they didn't say any of this.
And the energy?
The energy, they said.
Okay, so they're picking it for a reason, right? The reason is wrong.
And because you like it.
But so pick something else.
How much energy? How much energy does an iPod take up?
Pick something
that's
that
stupid.
That's stupid. But pick something that you don't like as much, right? Because you like music too much.
What is this, like Footloose? You kids,
yeah.
No just, dancing for a month.
It just seems like if you're gonna pick something as the leader of the group with millions of people following you,
okay, slow down. This
music,
is the Church of England. I think you're making this a bigger deal than it is.
The Church of England, what?
So don't, they say, hey, what if you don't use your iPod? That's all. And
it's
why is that so horrible?
They know who they are. They know who they are. They're the leaders of the English whatever the fuck.
Right.
Church.
Now there's no way to know.
No, I mean, they still have, do they have a million people following them?
I don't know, sure.
They have to.
Okay.
So a million people are following you. You're deciding that the 40 days that people can give up things.
Give up an iPod because
you love
it.
Give up an iPod.
Because you love it. Because you love your iPod so much.
I think it's silly.
But what isn't silly to you?
Coffee, alcohol, fatty foods, sugar.
I think I'm just saying getting rid of your iPod is not going to change your life. You should pick something that could be life-changing to you.
If they're going to pick something.
Well, what they're doing is they've picked an American economy that they can hurt. If they give up, if they give up fatty foods and alcohol, England has nothing left to sell. You know, but cut down on an American. Fuck you, Steve Jobs. England's giving you enough of our money. Take a month off, asshole.
All right. I think all kinds of things are food that's okay to give up.
I don't know what else there is. What else is there?
iPod! Something you care about. Can you imagine not using your iPod for 40 days? That would be giving something up. That's real. I'm going to use one lump of sugar. For these 40 days in my coffee.
No,
all right.
No, you're giving up sugar.
You know what? Today's day one, Keith. Are you going to go for it? Today's the first day of your 40-day no iPod. Let's see how much you've learned at the end of 40 days. Let's change some lives.
And they convinced me. It's dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Great. I'm glad we got through that.
Extra remote from Idaho is saying, how about they ask if people stop kid touching? No.
That's ridiculous.
You gotta stop things that you really care about.
I'm just being sarcastic. I don't know what she's saying, but just, definitely sarcasm, without question. Keith Alberstadt said he's given up alcohol, and I was watching his Twitters. And so to give up, he's given up alcohol for 40 days of Lent, but pounded shots right before the last minute.
So he's drunk at the start of Lent.
Yes. I said, I don't think you're allowed to do that with Lent. And then somebody Twittered me, oh, are you one of the fuckholes that do that?
Yeah, what the fuck was that? think,
the fuckholes that do Lent? Yeah. That's what makes you a fuckhole?
That's what he must mean. But I go, I guess I'm one of the fuckholes that think if you celebrate Lent, you shouldn't go into it drunk. I'm one of those fuckholes.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Like, well, you're not going to let me get fucked up before I have to deal with this bullshit?
I could at least do it for a fucking, get a hangover.
Asshole.
What have you given up in the past for Lent? Because you believed up until you met the Jew.
I'm sure dessert.
Dessert's a good one.
Dudes.
Okay. So you're back on dudes now?
I don't know. I don't know what, you know, we didn't have this kind of technology. I don't know what else there was to give up, you know? What else is there?
There's
this kind of technology?
Yeah,
seriously.
What else is there? What? TV,
sugar?
Maybe?
TV. Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe.
That's impossible. No one's giving up TV for a month. Get real.
You know what? TV would have been better than this MP3
Why?
Bullshit.
Why?
Because music is better than watching nonsense on TV.
But then how will they get their advertising hemmed up? We're trying to take this whole country down with this stupid religion. You still have to have commerce, okay? God was put on this earth so that we can all have commerce. Without commerce, we have nothing.
I apologize.
I thought you didn't believe in God.
I don't. I believe in commerce. God, what's it going to take?
Hey, the new Adam and Eve commercial is up. It's very exciting for everybody. The one with you, me, Diane O'Debra, Faceboy.
Yeah, I saw it. I laughed so hard I orgasmed.
The video takes care of itself.
You know, maybe that's the new audio commercial right there.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you go to...
Tagline, you're welcome.
Go to adamandeve.com. In the referral code, you type in KTG. You get free gifts. You get 50% off of almost everything. All that stuff.
What do you mean almost everything? What don't you get 50%?
The good stuff.
I checked it out. I checked it out to make sure that it's not just, oh, it's, you know, this.
50% off stickers, all dildos, full price.
No, I really checked it out. I actually put stuff in the basket that I wanted, and it was all 50% off. Like, there.
What'd you want, Hemda?
Was that genuine embarrassment?
Maybe.
I don't know.
What's going to go up your vagina soon?
Well,
what did you check out? No pun.
There was
no pun.
How about I'll do this commercial? All right, so I got this dildo for my pussy. Okay.
Well, first of all, one of my favorite things and the thing that I'll always order is the egg. And I'm going to talk to you about that, Micah.
Wait, what do you... Wait, just for a second. Why do you always order it? How many eggs do you need?
2 a week. They break fast.
Do you crunch them? Do you crack an egg inside you and then just let it all drain out?
She buys a dozen eggs.
What's
she's
an
talking
egg?
About.
I buy it, like, I would say once a year. It's a very cheap toy. It's like $20, but on there with the 50% off, it's $10. So it's nothing. But
Hold on.
So
oh, she's right.
It's the egg that it's shaped as an egg and it vibrates. It's also a similar idea as the bullet, which is, you know, shaped like a smaller egg, like a bullet. And
that one's for your butthole?
No, that one's for other toys. And you could put it, let's say, on, you have a cock ring and it has a little space for it. And so you put the vibrator on it and you have a remote control. And somebody's cock turns into a vibrator because it has this little attachment thing.
So it vibrates the cock and then it feels like...
Yeah, it either vibrates on the guy's balls or on the woman's clit, or you can buy the one with two of them and then it vibrates both of them. So you have like this added thing happening.
And I make the noise like I'm a human vibrator.
But on its own, you can just masturbate with it.
Mm-hmm. By what? Sticking it in?
No. Well,
or sticking it on.
I know people who stick it in, but I don't internally masturbate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I don't find it necessary.
Saying.
It maybe happened twice by accident.
So why the egg shape then?
I'm serious.
By accident?
I don't know why the egg shape, but it works.
You straddled a pole for too long.
Why don't you go inside?
Because I don't...
Is it wrong that I fuck you inside?
No. There's things going on inside and things going on outside too, you know? So I can come both ways, but I think... I don't want to physically fuck myself,
why?
I guess. I don't know. It just
it's exhausting. Are you kidding me? There's a reason we don't move in bed, Keith.
Is it some kind of hang up? Like,
No, not at all. Not at all. I just, the clit is so arousing that it's not necessary. So it's just...
Why is this news to you? This is what I don't understand. I have to have the same conversations with
you know
Mike,
why?
Too.
Well, then why aren't you... If Mike's fingering you, why don't you stop and go and tell him, hey, just work the outside.
I do.
You do?
Yes, of course I do.
How many times do you stop them?
I don't stop. You know, it depends. Like, usually it's not like a full stop session. It's like, hey, more of this, please. Like, it doesn't have to be some sort of like tragic misunderstanding.
Yeah, but in terms of him not knowing exactly everything, I hope he never knows absolutely everything.
No,
there's
but that's
something.
The main thing. Like, every man should know.
We're not supposed to know absolutely
the clit
everything.
Feels best.
why would that be comfortable?
Yeah.
I don't know if the clit always feels best.
I didn't know that.
What's that? What
are you guys are trying to keep mystery? Like,
right?
What the fuck?
I don't want you to know exactly how to get me off.
Yeah, I want them to know everything. I want to know nothing.
I feel
leave me out of it.
It's impossible.
Just get me off.
It's impossible to know absolutely everything. There's always something that you're going to be learning about.
That's good news.
You guys are learning about yourselves masturbating all the time.
No, we're not.
Keith, you talk about how you learn things during masturbation.
Wait, what's the last thing you've learned masturbating?
That it feels good?
That it feels real good.
But you learned that probably 20 years ago.
I would tell...
No, you experiment with stuff.
Let's go into detail. What can you get at adamandeve.com?
None of this stuff we're talking about.
Well, no. I mean, for example, during this commercial that we made, like, it's a video commercial that we're sending out, and he actually put the beads in his butt. Like, I thought he was kidding.
That was real?
That was real.
That was not real.
That was real.
How many beads did you get in your butt in that commercial?
I guessed right.
I forget.
Two?
Four?
Five.
You did not do that. Your pants were on.
He's,
I don't know what to tell
done
you.
It before. So
while his pants were on,
he's put beads up. His pants were on, but
so what? The point of the beads, though, is to pull it out, not to put it in. You put the beads up there so that later you can pull them out.
Well, I think on the way in they feel good too.
Yeah, I didn't rip them out like a lawnmower. That's not my deal. That's for homosexuals.
You rip them out or you just pull them out?
I think having something in there is an extra
Stimulant. Yeah. Sure.
I take them out gently like a lady.
Now, what do you do is the second you've got them out of your butt, what do you, just run to the sink?
I like, celebrate. What? I high five whoever's in the room, A. Uh-huh.
With the same hand you pulled it out.
No, I don't know.
I want to know exactly what have they touched? Do you use this computer right after you pull them out?
I put them on the guest table.
Right.
Right. Because I'm done with them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Share and share alike.
Oh my God, this is in my ass, and I run to the bathroom. No, I got to keep the afterglow and lay there for a little bit.
Garnish someone's drink with it. Like, there you go, buddy.
You have the clink. Purple beads, just so you know.
Well, what do you use?
I don't use anything. I use my hand or mic.
So you do use your hand?
Yeah.
So you can make yourself come?
Oh, yeah.
So this whole thing, we were talking before how you're okay to talk about this.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you couldn't make yourself come, or you couldn't use
just
toys?
For a long time. I was a late bloomer.
How late?
Me too.
Like, pretty late.
How late? Last week?
No, but like a couple years ago.
How old are you now?
28.
So like 25?
I would say after 25.
After 25, 26? Yeah. I'm on the Price is Right, 26.
Maybe even 27.
27, Micah!
I don't have an exact date for you, but it was pretty old, yeah.
I started at 25.
You didn't have an orgasm until you were 25?
No, I did, but not by myself.
Okay.
I had no interest in myself.
But you didn't have an orgasm until you were 26.
No, I thought, like, I there was a piece of me that was like, it's never going to happen, and I won't figure this out, and then I did.
Oh, so you know what? When you got to keep that in mind when you say things like, you know, you hate cum, you don't like it in there. At 32, you're going to be rolling in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a totally late bloomer.
Progressive
like,
learner.
Right.
Like, you know, when I would have crushes on people, they weren't sexual. Like, I just wasn't a sexual, and I didn't know that because I didn't. Like, I assumed there were reasons, like, when people were like, oh, we just had to fuck. I'm like, oh. Like, I'd never felt like, I've got to fuck you. I just would have, like, emotional crushes. I'd be like, oh, I long to tell you about how crappy my childhood was, and you'll have to be there, you know, or whatever, you know, or someone to show up with. But it wasn't about, like, oh, I really want to touch their penis.
So, during sex, you didn't come either?
No.
Okay, I know.
Did that ruin any relationships? did that ruin any of your past relationships? Or
I think it should have more than it did. Nobody seems to really care when the girl doesn't come. I've found out.
Did they know?
Yeah, they all knew. I never once faked it.
And do you sound like you're coming, but you're not? Because no. That can happen too, where you're enjoying it more. You know.
Yeah,
but only to keep them guessing. I would make up noises.
You want to know, I would say it's hard.
Ladies like to keep the mystery.
I don't make a lot of involuntary noises. A lot of the noise I make is usually to, like, communicate, even if it's not words, just, you know, to, like, make sure they know that what they're doing feels good, or, you know, maybe back off, whatever, like, just as a, like, a communication tool.
Do you think a lot while you're having sex?
Yeah, I do. It's unfortunate.
Sounds like you don't lose yourself in it.
You know, no, but it's like I'm like, you know, still growing sexually. Like, I was a really late bloomer, and so I don't, you know, like, oftentimes, like, I'll just be like making jokes, or I'll think of something that's really funny, and, you know, Michael's be right. Like, oh, great.
Okay.
You know?
I think we found the problem.
In answer to your question, I'm not crazy. No, you know, I have an overactive brain. I thought that would be the problem. Like, my whole time, I was like, I'm never going to stop thinking long enough to just, like, experience something and feel good. I think drugs have helped.
I was going to ask, yeah, because that loses yourself. And weed, then you can...
weed, like, takes it, you know, like, I can come way easier when I'm stoned than when I'm not, like, by a power
relaxing,
of 20,
yeah.
You know? And, yeah.
That makes sense.
It allows the fantasy to, like, go far enough, you know, in your head and things like that.
I'm curious what these jokes are, you know? They call titties flapjacks, but right now I'm flapping your jack. What?
Micah's like, are you using that?
Yeah. I'm going to try that in bed next time.
Well, anyway, back to this, adamandeve.com. Make sure you put in the code KATG and
yeah,
you get
50% off.
50% off almost everything. And it's really just, I couldn't find the not 50% off items.
You know, you want meth, you want 50% off, and you can get twice as big a fake cock. Afford twice the cock, folks.
If that's your thing.
It doesn't make guys laugh, that one. But
no. Oh, because they're horrified at the possibility that we might care about the size.
Yeah, we do care. Don't.
You don't care?
Don't give them false.
Of course we care.
Oh, okay.
What yeah. do you? If someone comes at me with a pinky, I'm going to put a ring on it.
What the fuck? You can't jack a flap with a pinky.
Is that one of your bedtime jokes?
Bedtime jokes. You made that sound dirty.
We have fun, asshole.
What, you never like joke or laugh while fucking? It's like all down to business.
Yes, it's very serious.
Very serious. It's, ass yes. bead business. Because mm-hmm. you got to worry about what's going to happen to those ass beads. As soon
we
as
must have
ass.
Joked one time. Or
one time?
I don't know. I don't
she
remember.
She makes it sound fun. Of course we do.
Joke? We're not really.
We're not telling
joking.
Jokes, though. Like, you're telling jokes.
Yeah. No, we're not. I'm not doing like a setup punch. There's no rule of three, you know?
If something happens that's funny, I guess I would laugh, but
sometimes I'll think of something funny that maybe happened earlier or happened now that they're not aware of, and then it makes me laugh because I'm like, they're like, you know, I'll see like Mike concentrating or whatever, and why was that horrifying?
That's terrible.
That was pretty insulting.
Why is that insulting?
No, I think it's just a visual of you're looking up, and the visual to me was a teenager closing his eyes like, I gotta do this. Ah.
And you're laughing
no,
at him.
Yeah, no, but that's, yeah, but that, well, that's what I'm thinking, though, because it feels like, you know, they're obviously concentrating more than I'm just capable of. And then I'll laugh at how that's a funny situation to be in, and that's usually the joke. The joke is I'm like, I have a scattered brain, even when... I'm having sex. Is this going to ruin my relation? Is this over? Did I just...
Well, this is why you're confusing Hannah. Like, oh, I guess we've laughed at something. Where I wouldn't start laughing, thinking about something funny. Like, ah, it's just, what are you laughing at? I can laugh with you. Ah, oh, the Family Guy, they made fun of that retard kid. I'd start laughing.
I'm really yeah. not, but I really don't think of anything but sex when I'm having sex.
Well, you're a sexually mature and focused individual.
No, I'm just
congratulations.
Pervert. It's kind of bad. In fact,
it's kind of bad.
Well, because my problem used to be, and I got over it. My problem used to be is like kind of the opposite of you, where you would be talking to me, and I'm like, well, I'm not listening to you. I'm thinking about sex. So
you're a man.
Maybe
you have man brain for sex.
I'm not necessarily, you know, thinking about sex with the person I'm talking with. Although sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder what this person's like in bed. Not that I even want to sleep with that person. I just need to understand that. But my brain would just constantly go into some sex mode. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I haven't been paying attention for like a minute. This
you
isn't
know,
good.
From what I understand, that's more normal than what I do. I think isn't it normal just to like...
I think it's normal.
Like, sex feels so good. Why wouldn't we think about it all the time?
All right. I feel better about myself.
You knew that's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm the freak. Don't worry. I'm a freak.
I'm sorry. This is
oh
sad.
Oh, God. This has gotten really depressing. I'm going to give up talking about this for Lent.
I will. It would be every so... It's nothing like you ladies, the way you're saying it, kind of. But, yeah, there'll be little things, what, once every I don't know how long, where I realize, hey, I'll do this while I'm masturbating. It's a little better. But, you know, I can only think of so many things. I'll cross my legs when I'm masturbating, mm-hmm. when I come. That's
I like
better.
That too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's little things you're going to learn about yourself. If you're still learning about yourself, how would you not still learn about your partner?
But if it's once every 5 years, I don't know.
It's been more than that. It's been about once a year for you.
Masturbation breakthrough! Run down the stairs, beads dragging behind.
An early one I had was throwing my head off the bed when I come. You can do that during sex,
oh, like
too.
Air? Is it like breath play? Like it does some sort of deprivation
yes.
thing?
Something like that,
like,
yeah.
Because you tilt your head back.
Yeah, and you're not choking yourself or anything weird like that. But yeah, it is. It
you know,
does something.
When you tilt your head back like that, you can damage your spine. So you might be giving yourself like, you might be shorting your brain.
You should see the way I fuck. I'm breaking something. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't even matter. Could be the same as smoking pot.
Oh, maybe.
Whatever.
Touche.
Well, someday.
Totally worth it, everybody.
Someday throwing your head off a bed is going to be legal. We'll see.
Illegal or legal?
Legal. Try this one, Micah. You're masturbating, and right before you're about to come, hold your balls away from your penis. And that.
Huh. In which direction?
Just away.
Away.
Yeah.
So not like out or.
However you want.
All right. That's gonna be difficult.
All right.
You can also try pressing on the spot right underneath your balls. That feels really good too, right as you come.
So try that one.
Give that a shot.
Many different things you can do.
Yeah.
What if I squeeze my balls really hard?
You probably don't have balls to be saying something like that.
No.
All right, forget we said anything.
What if I dip my balls in boiling water?
No, this is terrible.
Ooh.
No, I remember saying I liked it when I was jerking off. I just because I was watching some porn and the chick's like smacking this guy's dick, so I started like just smacking my dick and I'm like, oh, that feels good. Now I would hesitate to say that to a girl because I don't need her punching my fucking dick like she's Rocky. I'm like, no, you don't get it. Boom! Is that what you like? I don't know what's different, but no, that is not what I like.
No, I wanted to hit you with the dick.
So far, you mentioned about four things that you learned in the last about 4 years.
No, longer than 4 years. Much longer than 4 years.
The I've been a master jam.
Yeah, I've been a leg crosser from way back.
Oh, okay.
Leg crosser.
Definitely. I have some stand-up entries. These people are trying to open up for my April 15th show. You want to critique them with me, Micah?
Oh, this is what I'm made to do.
All right.
Let's judge.
By the way, did you see that Big Jim is already campaigning on Facebook? He has a page up, Vote For Me, but I still haven't heard a stand-up, and nobody else has either.
I haven't gotten it.
But he started a Facebook thing.
He's campaigning, so you vote for him, but he didn't submit an entry.
And
wait,
the voting
I
hasn't.
Submit.
But
I
the voting
do
hasn't.
Don't bother
begun.
Submitting. Just campaign.
Yeah.
That apparently is what you do.
Well, I'm going to campaign for Big Jim.
Sure. Why not? Good luck to him.
Well, let's just quickly go over it. April 15th is Keith's annual show. This is going to be a seventh one. He records a CD, DVD. It's also his birthday. And every year we have a contest of who's going to open for him. So it's the opener that won the contest, then a pro, and then and the opener could be a pro, right? They could be doing
I don't
things.
Think, sure.
Yeah, nobody cares. But you can submit your 2 minutes of stand-up however you want to do it in front of a live audience, just straight onto your computer. 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes, MP3 to info@keithandthegirl.com. Now, if you just want to come to the show, keithandthegirl.com/tickets, keithandthegirl.com/tickets. It's going to be in Manhattan at Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh, all right. Change of venue every year?
Yep.
Who's the pro that's going on before you?
Pat Dixon.
All right.
Pat Dixon is the first person to repeat.
He was there last year.
Yeah, but Keith brought a challenge to him. He has to do completely new material for the first time for his 10 minutes before Keith.
Why would you want that?
It's a challenge.
To challenge him.
So he can grow.
So he can grow.
Yeah.
Because you just want to be like, look what I have to do, buddy.
That's right.
So he agreed to it. It's going to be pretty exciting. He's debuting his material.
Because why not? He's going to be very proud of himself.
I guarantee you, none of those jokes will be the first time they were told in public. No matter what he says.
Pat.
No, I just know you're the only comedian who does that. He'll test it out at places just people won't have. He won't have done it professionally, maybe, but he'll test those jokes out. Nobody.
You mean with a person or
like,
on stage?
Like on stage.
He will be in trouble with me if he does it on stage at any place where Keith and the Girl listener is. They will report to me.
Like any open mic, anything. He goes on tour, doesn't he? Couldn't he like?
Yeah, but our audience is now going to his venues,
and they have to memorize his jokes and recognize.
They don't have to memorize.
They're gonna recognize if they hear the CD. Never mind hearing it live. They'll recognize it if he says it before. So we'll see.
All right. Okay. I predict lies.
Okay. Well, he's fired.
And betrayal.
All right. He's fired. Done. You want to do it?
Yeah. Let's go.
10 minutes original material.
Yeah, I've got it right now.
Charles writes, hello, are you guys having a stand-up competition? And if so, how can I submit? Thanks.
Oh, geez.
We're not. Kyle submitted.
Oh, my God, Kyle.
I didn't know. Do you do stand-up, Kyle?
No, he doesn't.
Not normally, no.
Not normally? So why did you submit?
I just wanted to give it a shot.
A lot of people are just giving it a shot.
And how are they?
Well, The people who have opened up for Keith, all of them pretty much have made their debut on Keith's show. And they do a good job.
They did very good.
It's very exciting. I remember Angie the Strange last year.
She did a great job.
Great job.
Most of them, of course, are horrible.
Oh, yeah. Most comedians are horrible.
Most submissions are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, most comedians, too. Yeah, you're right. Well, here's a lot of people like Kyle. By the way, a lot of people found it very disturbing. You remember
I found it very disturbing.
And they found it disturbing.
Yes.
None of it was true. It was just all made up, so that's maybe a disclaimer.
I found it to be lies.
But apparently the old comedians are liars, I'm hearing today, so why not? Small Man writes, here's my MP3. I'm Canadian, living in China. 23, male, straight, sober, looking forward to getting the Keith and the Girl relationship book. Well, thank you. You win. Done. Now, if you had it already, of course you would win. That's silly, wanting to get it. All right, here we go.
So I came to China maybe like 6 months ago now, and before coming here, I had sex mostly with Asians, at least not at all with like any white girl except for a Jew. I guess that counts, right? But it's so confusing to me, because I guess like most of my friends would have told me, you know, you have an Asian fetish, you have whatever, you know. And coming here, the first week, I guess heaven, like I guess in some ways, right? But pretty soon, what was a fetish? Like, how do you have a fetish about...
Did he say anything yet?
No, and he's trying to be so truthful that he's just telling a story, you know?
Right.
I dated all Asians, well, except there was this one Jew. She counts as white, right? Okay. All right, so anyway.
No, he's giving a lecture on how not to do stand-up comedy.
You're doing, you only have 2 minutes. I don't think, you know...
Well, the problem is you know where it's going from the beginning. He says he's into Chinese chicks. He goes to China. We're like, all right, boom, boom, you're in. You know, that's... That took 10 seconds. No, it took 2 seconds.
I don't need to know what he had on the flight to eat, you're saying.
Well, it's just, it's where he's going is obvious. So the audience, or at least me, and I may be a more savvy audience than just the average person, but I know where he's going with this immediately as soon as he starts talking about it. So it doesn't need all the preamble.
I see.
I spent, you know, that's 60 seconds, no joke. That's not how comedy works.
Asians, when everybody's Asian. I mean, within like a week, I was just waking up and being like, oh my God, get me like a big-titted white girl just to spank to, because this is fucking absurd. Like, I mean, if everybody shat on themselves and others, would you really be able, as a fecophiliac, to jerk off to that anymore? You'd just be like, fucking, this is boring. You
know? Yes, because that's what you're into.
Are you saying too much of a good thing? If you had steak every day, do you want steak again?
Right.
No, you might want a Japanese girl.
Yeah, who's asking him to fuck every day just because he's in China? You don't have to make it through all 1 billion sold. Like,
you don't like this guy, Mike.
Well, no, his personality sounds nice.
Yeah, actually, he sounds, he's not reading. He sounds like his personality is involved in the stand-up, so that's good.
It's so strange. And so, since coming to China, I mean, like, I've
okay,
started...
here's what it is. Because he's saying... Okay, sorry, but sure. He's saying, it's absurd. It's so strange. Where you're saying those things, how absurd? How strange? That's where you make the joke. You know, like this is joke telling. You know, not just, I'm telling you what happened to me. When you say it's so strange, you'll be like, man, it was like I was getting shit on, you know, over by a truck and a shit thing fell on me. I was like, I was already covered in shit. You know, see, you're laughing because that's kind of a joke, you know,
no,
or whatever.
You're insane.
All right. Is it just because I'm insane? But I think I made a good point,
no,
right?
No, I see your point.
Like, you don't say it's so strange. How strange is it? Like, that's the setup. How strange is it, sir?
Basically, having a white fetish, or at least like everything except for a fucking Asian. I mean, it's weird. You do find, you know, a whole bunch
of
white men who have like lived out the dream and then like going around with like their Asian mistress or wife or whatever, and it's always fucking uncanny because the white dudes, or I guess have the money and whatever, are always with the fucking ugliest Asian girls. And I frankly just think that, you know, if you really, every now and again, you want to, like, fulfill that Asian fantasy, do it right. Go to the fucking massage parlors everywhere. There's a reason that, you know, massage parlors in America are full of Asians, because they fucking do it right, and they started it. Go there, get your jerk on, you know, get your fucking oil massage, have a shower afterwards, have your cigarette, pay the woman, and never see her again.
Hmm. So he kind of got there towards the end. That's like he had a strong point of view. Why are they fucking ugly Asian chicks? You should go to good. But that was more like comedy than the beginning, you know, and saying they started it. That's ridiculous. Obviously, China started Asian chicks, not massage parlors. That was an actual joke. Congratulations, sir. You got me by the end.
There you have it. Well, that's Matthew. He calls himself Small Man.
And that's why he likes Asian chicks.
Oh, is that what it is? I put a fucking ring on that. Show that to me. You guys know Michael Carino, of course, right?
Yep. Mm.
Did that show with his kids.
Armchair Kid Nation.
Then he got taken away from his kids.
Yeah.
Well, he writes this. Here's one. Probably more to come. So no worries, everybody. Oh, yeah, I'm straight male, 46, and I give a sufficient number of shits about this letter.
Here he goes. This one, it's the title is, by the way, everybody's titling there is contest submission. So this will be fun during voting, by the way. But anyway, that's up to you guys. This one is called Audition Scrotum.
Now, if you've ever been kicked in the balls, you're probably thinking to yourself one thought. Who in the fuck designed the scrotum? You know, protect the family jewels in a sack hanging on the outside of your body. You know, it kind of makes me wonder.
He wins.
Because he said balls twice?
No, it's nothing to do with the words.
I don't know, Micah. I think this is
why. So wait, what does it have to do with?
I don't know. I don't know.
The mushrooms are kicking in him.
He's
then.
So, I don't know, so passionate.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's...
He probably sat and stewed on this for a couple days, drinking, going on a fucking bender, like, fuck this.
You know what? There's a story behind this recording.
I love Michael Carino, but this joke has been told.
I was trying not to say it, so thank you for saying it.
No, it
had. Now, if you've ever been kicked in the balls, you're probably thinking to yourself one thought. Who in the fuck designed the scrotum?
I'm trying to sleep. Sorry.
Someone unreasonable. That's who.
Who? Oh, sorry, honey.
Mom, I'm just finishing the submission. God.
Who in the fuck?
You know, protect the family jewels in a sack hanging on the outside of your body. You know, it kind of makes me wonder, is God a woman or maybe a hillbilly? You can kind of imagine some hillbilly sitting there going, hey, okay, I'm going to get you all ready for your big trip in life. I got your heart and your lungs and your intestines there, and you can't pack another thing in here. And then suddenly you hear, what about the family jewels? Family jewels?
This is,
Jesus Christ.
I love it. He's got characters. It's a skit. No. I feel like I'm there.
This is the ultimate in hackiness on every level.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, why don't you give me that Walmart bag, and we'll just stick him in the Walmart bag and hang him on the trailer hitch, all right?
Walmart reference.
So while Get Her Done is designing your body, they also fucked up on one other thing, too. And that is that on a male, the ears, the nose, and the scrotum, all three continue to grow throughout the man's life. And as evidence of this, I found this out because my grandfather was in the hospital.
Wait, it's about to get good.
So I woke up to my grandfather's sack on my face.
I found this out because my grandfather was in the hospital and just, you know, a few months close to death. And I went to go visit him. And as I'm walking down the hall, the door's closed. So I just blast in there. Hey, Grandpa, how are you? Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I'll be right back.
What happened?
Let me give everyone a hint.
Oh, thanks.
If you have old people who are infirmed in a hospital where all they wear is a backless gown, you should knock first. It was like a dried...
Are you following what's going on?
No, I'm sorry.
He
No.
It sounds like he had to go take care of like a kid threw up. What he's saying is he knocked on the door and went, oh, sorry, I'm going to leave. He was acting out the whole skit. So he saw his dad's balls, and it's so disgusting, he had to leave.
Grandpa's balls.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's Michael Carino. It goes on for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, this one's from John. I love that one. I don't need to hear it. It's so good.
Wait till you see his balls.
Greedy. I hope he takes them out. Look, here's a visual reference. Greetings, Keith and Hen. This is John. My name is John. I'm 21. I live in Atlanta. I've been a listener for quite some time now, and I have toyed with the idea of submitting stand-up for the last couple of years, but felt I did not have that Canadian edge. I, much like most of the jerk-offs submitting, have never done stand-up before, but I figured I'd go for it. Judging from the last few submissions, I think I'll get nothing but constructive criticism free of any ridicule.
Have you been ridiculing people?
What?
You were here.
Oh. So, I'm pro-choice. I understand the opposing views and I respect them, but only when the respect is mutual. I don't get people like Sarah Palin who can be so hateful and tactless about the issue. I wouldn't worry about it too much longer, though. I think as soon as that mongoloid spawn of hers turns about 9 years old and she breaks 3 ribs trying to stuff his stubby little legs into some snow pants, she might reconsider her stance just a little bit.
This is just insulting so far.
Segue.
You guys might get a call from Sarah Palin's PR people.
Awesome.
You know, hey, Sarah Palin, you're the retard for not knowing what a retard your retard is.
People, by the way, compress their voice way too much. This is what happens when you do that.
Can you think of a good segue between abortion and porn? Me neither. John Mayer has apparently been offered a job writing for Vivid, Vivid Entertainment, the porn, whatever. Number one, porn has writers. I didn't know that. Number two,
yes,
this
did.
Sounds like the best idea anyone has ever come up with. Ever.
Oh, that's sarcasm there.
There's one
sure.
thing porno is missing. It's pseudo-intellectual, culturally insensitive dialogue. So without further ado...
How ironic was that? Pseudo-intellectual is the most pseudo-intellectual thing you can say.
Out of context. A smut film by John Mayer. Cut to a door. Ding dong. A fetching Jessica Simpson-esque woman approaches the door in a revealing negligee. Woman. Who is it? A deep, booming voice comes from the other side of the door.
You guys just
it's
like
me,
skits.
Aaron. Mm-hmm. I have something for you. The woman opens the door.
How many people can win this year?
No, I just love he goes, woman, and then makes a woman's voice on top of it. Like, how clear could it be? Like, woman says, hi, I'm a woman.
Or burst into tears, as women aren't wont to do. Am I right?
No.
She lets the shirtless black man into her home, despite her instincts telling her that he would steal her television. Ha ha ha. Ironic racism.
All right, okay.
It's not really ironic racism.
Wait, is he reading a supposed script that John Mayer would write?
Yeah. What if instead of having a stand-up, per se, open up the show, all these people come on and do a skit together?
Just improv it.
You want to know? That would be hysterical.
That would be great. If they can get their shit together, that'd be awesome.
I think there'd be a lot of tears.
Lucas writes, Lucas O'Brien. Here's my entry for this year's stand-up contest. I've never gotten even a little bit close to winning before, but in case my luck changes, I'm available to be at the show.
I That's live
in
not Brooklyn. What should change.
The luck?
Just so you know.
So it wouldn't be too hard to get there. Let me know if it's too short. I'm not sure if you wanted a maximum of 2 minutes or a minimum of 2 minutes, and I can change it. Well, that's... I didn't know if you wanted a minimum or a maximum. All right, well, here's Lucas. By the way, he submitted before, didn't he?
Yeah, he says he submitted before and hasn't even come close.
People just want a reason to ask you a question, to get an answer back.
Is that what it is?
I really think so.
You know what I used to do as a kid? It's so douchey. I would ask a question with the answer in it just to show people that I knew the answer.
I did the exact same thing.
Yeah?
Wait,
yeah.
Give me one. I don't even get it.
Isn't 2 plus 2 4?
Like that. Yeah.
Why were you doing this?
I don't know. To show a teacher that I knew the answer, to show somebody else that I already knew this.
You know, I still catch
myself. Is that
because
you were molested
for attention?
Earlier?
I wasn't molested.
Is that the kind of attention you need after you're molested?
Something was going on, though.
I still catch myself doing that sometimes. Sometimes it's like half a fact check, but then they're like, well, you just kind of told me what it is, so why the fuck are you asking me? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a douche.
You'll grow out of it. No worries. All right, where is this? This is Lucas's.
Only because you're aware of it, by the way. There are people who don't grow out of it. And you just look at them like, did you need for me to...
Validate
that?
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's strange.
I hate kids.
Yeah,
and
here we go.
There are reasons for hating kids, but chief among them is that kid cry they do. That... in the back of their throat sound, you know? As a fermata over it so it never ends.
Henderson.
I hate that sound. If I had a kid who cried like that, I'd send it to Obedience School for Dogs, and at the end of the day, I'd take it to the animal shelter, pass it off as a Pekingese, let somebody else adopt it. I can't say what would be worse, though, having a kid who cries like that, or a retarded kid. You know, a kid with a giant mouth, a big mouth billy bass retard, and a button on his chest you can press makes him go, take me to the river. Actually, I guess the worst would be having a billy bass retard who cries like that. That's the kind of thing that makes you want to invent time travel so you can go back in time and poke him in the head when his skull was still soft.
Oh my
but
god.
This is
you know
I think
what I
nature
want?
Gives us
I want
Popeyes. I don't know why. I just have a craving.
I want him to write a 10-minute story that will just put me to sleep. So what I thought of the other day while I was walking very slowly, and I bumped into a friend of mine. That friend of mine was very a good friend of mine, as I was saying before, I bumped into him and I fell down. Anyway.
That's a great this guy impression. I like that.
As always, I mean, I get what he was doing. He's like, let me pick all these random elements and I'll mash them together, you know, and it shows creativity, but without like without those connections, like revealing a greater truth, you know, you're sort of left with this, oh yeah, you referenced Big Mouth Billy Bass and you're picturing a retard, you know, it's kind of a funny image.
Maybe it comes together at the end. Hey, we'll give him a couple more all seconds.
Right. Reprieve. Because if you look at the design of a Big Mouth Billy Bass's mouth, it's acoustically modeled to cancel out the sound of a kid cry. So if your Billy Bass retard starts crying, it just comes out pure, blissful silence.
Billy Bass is that singing fish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I shouldn't make jokes about that, though. Big Mouth Billy Bass is a national treasure. One of these days, he's gonna die. Somebody's gonna catch Big Mouth Billy Bass. And at the end of the year on the news, they're gonna have that video with all the pictures of the dead celebrities and the sad piano music. Let's take a look back at some of the people we've lost this year.
They're gonna do that. For a fish.
I don't know if I'd have a singing segment if I had 2 minutes.
This is the like stand-up version of a Family Guy ripoff, you know, where it's just like, let me pick all the weird imagery I can think of, and that is comedy. And it's not. But it was a valiant effort.
Well, this next one is from James the King. Here's my submission for the stand-up contest. Let me know what you think. Done. I've done a couple of open mics, but it is always in front of about 15 comics and two or three normals, so I have no gauge on response. They mostly just grunt at me, fuckers. Anyway, let me have it and fuck my feelings.
You tell them.
All right. This is James. He's in mono.
It's so creepy.
It's hard for me to hear.
It's creepy.
Right, I'm following.
Yeah. It's the Andy Rooney of jokes.
Fan of the Steelers. Fan of the Cardinals.
All football teams.
I can't.
Yeah.
Nope.
There you go, James.
Sorry, James.
I was rooting for you, buddy. I'd send all these people to Hollywood. I would be the biggest asshole on American Idol. Pants on the ground. They're like, Keith, what do you think? I'm like, you're going to Hollywood. How about you guys? What do you guys think?
You're a star.
Everybody's going. Like, when it's so obvious two people are going to say no, why not say yes? That way nobody murders you down the road. Yes, yes. Here's my song. I love it. Yes. Record deal if I'm in charge. No, Simon. No, Paula. All right. Sorry.
Do you keep doing bumps of coke when the camera's not on you?
I love it. Okay. For my song of it, you're going to Hollywood. I didn't sing yet. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Hoo-ha.
You know, this year you should have a secret vote where whoever gets the least votes goes on and they have to bomb in front of everyone. Ooh, at the
but you tell
of the
them
show.
That they're the winner.
You tell them they're the winner, but they're the biggest loser.
We'll see how it goes. This one is entitled Contest Submission, so it'll stand out against the other ones called Contest Submission. Hello there, my name is Justin Murray, and I'm a stand-up comic in New York City. Here we go. This is the final one today, and
wait,
it's going to take
Justin
us home.
Justin Murray?
Yeah, you know him?
No.
Okay. You know everybody in New York.
I know a few people.
Thank you for not immediately deleting this email after reading that sentence. Anyway, a friend of mine, I don't know why I would. Anyway, a friend of mine and loyal listener of yours told me you guys are having some sort of contest to see who opens for Keith when he performs here. I know nothing about it. I have many things going on, but this
I'm
is what I
an important douche.
In spite of finding only slight evidence of this anywhere.
What?
I'm still emailing you a 2-minute clip for submission into this potentially amazing contest.
I've looked at some of your pictures. You're both ugly. Here is my submission.
I don't enjoy this guy's attitude.
No.
This is terrible.
Like, this sounds like a scam, but I'm doing it anyway. But just so you know, I had a hunch.
If there was... Right.
If I get rejected, it's you.
Yeah, right. Much like capitalism, it will exist if we all believe in it hard enough. So he's making some kind of joke about how I don't think this contest is real, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Ha ha!
Well, I can't wait to hear these jokes.
Anyway, attached is my submission.
I will get you pissed before you hear my stuff.
Either way, thanks for taking the time to read this momentous email, Justin Murray.
Blah.
And that's smart enough, by the way, to add his phone number and his email address. That's no joke. That's good. All right, here we go. Here it is. Final one of the day. He's going to send it home. A New York comic. Best of the breed. Justin Murray.
I've never lived with a girlfriend before. I'm really nervous about it. Is anyone here live with a girlfriend?
All right, you are fucking me.
Wow. Wait, seriously? Was that real?
That's
was he
real.
Talking already?
Yeah.
Play that sounded again. Like he was at an open mic because of this.
Yeah, we also almost were. I'm nervous, and I think it's weird, too, because, like, before I met this girl.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Where did he
put the recording device?
In the bathroom.
No, it sounds like he had a self-recording device, and you put it in, like, a comedy club. He might have left it at the back of the room, so he's getting, like, this all the people and the crappy speakers of wherever he was.
This sounds worse than that. I've done, when I would do...
Surf Reality,
I did stand-up every week for a year, and sometimes I put it in the tape recorder in the back. I thought it'd sound better than being at me. It sounded fine. It sounded a lot better than this.
You know, but there what you did hear laughter, and it was pretty soon into the beginning of his bet.
Oh, sold.
Oh, then he wins.
You win.
Well, compared to the rest of the submissions where there was like a minute and a half preamble.
I don't need a laugh track.
Right.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, one more.
I'm saying, if we had heard it, it might have been fun.
You know what sucks is you're going to tell everyone this contest is fake now because you guys turned him down so quick.
Right, we didn't give him a chance. Yeah. All right, one more chance then, to be fair.
I spent all my time worried about, like, how to get pussy, right? And now that I'm moving in with her, I'm spending all my time worried about, like, where to jerk off, you know?
Okay, here's what they laughed at, Micah. He used to spend all his time worrying about how to get pussy. Now,
he's worried about where he can jerk off.
And the audience lost it. Now, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, this guy sucks.
Okay.
No, but it's...
I just want to know... When I get confronted, because now I'm going to run into this person, probably, because his friends will tell him we made fun of him. And he's going to, weren't you that bitch in that room, you know? And I'll be like, yeah, but... And now I can back it up with, but you sucked.
Where's he going to jerk off, though? I don't think you guys...
I'm not following where, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Play it again. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think we're missing something.
Well, when Micah says she's on the Justin Murray and Friends show this weekend, we're going to know she's sold out.
Listen, you know, everyone needs a teacher.
Let me mention this, too. Andrew Dice Clay.
Hack.
You don't enjoy him?
No, I don't, actually.
You're trying to be controversial.
Keith is in love with him.
I know. Well, he was molested when he was younger.
We'll give it up.
That's how they do the comics with the callbacks. She can't help it. It's a disease.
I want to break through, Keith. I'm not trying to make a joke. If you just let it out.
It's like those counselors that make you believe that something happened to you when it didn't.
That's right.
Yeah. You repressed it, and we're going to unrepress it.
Were you molested?
I don't think so, but I'm probably repressed it.
You were molested.
And the thing is, when I was a kid, I was warned, you know, that people would get... molested then repress it. So my whole childhood I was like, keep your eyes open just in case you get molested so you don't have to, you'll remember it. And now here I am, I'm 28, I don't have any memory of being molested. When did I miss it?
How was being molested?
I couldn't say. Keith?
Well, foul mouth comic Andrew Dice Clay is staging a comeback. The Dice Man is headlining at the Las Vegas Hilton with plans to tour later this year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Which, come on. Have you seen that?
Is that a bowling alley?
It's a movie.
Then, no.
Add it to my list of greatest movies of all time. Bowling alley. The Rennie Harlan film, based on stories by journalist Rex Wiener and starring Clay as a rock and roll detective, raised the ire of feminists who found Clay to be misogynistic. They protested in front of theaters. Saturday Night Live star Nora Dunn was sacked after she boycotted the show Clay hosted the week Fairlane was released. I didn't know she was fired. I knew she boycotted a week. I didn't know she was fired. Good. Bitch. Making all those jokes, but not him.
I don't know. Wait, who was fired?
A cast member from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Said, I don't want this. If he's going to do the show, I'm not doing the show. And then I guess she ended up getting fired.
She was probably molested.
I see that.
Yeah.
Wait, who was she?
Who cares? Dice says that Fairlane...
Exactly, he ruined her career.
Fairlane co-stars Billy Idol and Sheila E. have expressed interest in joining the tour.
and he hopes that fellow cast members Priscilla Presley, Ed O'Neill, and Wayne Newton will too. These people all have jobs. Ed O'Neill is the dad on Married with Children. He has his own show now. Wayne Newton's doing just fine, and I even think Priscilla Presley won't do it.
Ed O'Neill has a show, really?
Yeah. No, Married with Children went off the air 15 years ago.
No, but he has another show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him. I love him.
Modern Family or Parenthood or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, Modern Family's supposed to be great. Well, he's good for him.
Well, he's that. Like, I think this is just something Dice said, and so some reporter wrote it down. These people are.
I can see Billy Idol joining. I once saw him in a show co-starring with Nickelback.
And then Billy Idol can play a song or two. What's Ed O'Neill going to do? Tell me a funny story from Married with Children?
Maybe.
Maybe he's going to shoot fireworks from his penis like he did in Dutch. That's a classic scene.
And this is a movie like where people go, oh, you know, that's... I think a lot of people are saying, oh, that was a good movie. I'd like to see whatever they're doing. But it's not that big. Does anybody else in the room know this movie?
No, and also...
So it's not that big. You can go on tour and people are going to give a fuck.
Right, but Dice sells out on his own. So I don't know why he would need all these people to come on, except that he really wants a reunion for himself.
Maybe,
do you know what I mean?
Maybe he only sells out because he doesn't do a lot of shows. He does a show in one show in New York, can charge $100, maybe $50 now, and fill it, but he's not doing a week.
Yeah, it's the same material he's had since the '70s. So
that's not true.
Oh, really?
It's not true.
He went to the last two shows in New York.
They were great, and there's all new stuff.
And he knows all this stuff. That's what I thought also. I was like, what are you going to do? Go hear A.O. for an hour?
He keeps the persona, right? He's got the gloves.
It was $100 a ticket.
He does have the gloves.
That's pathetic. You have to admit.
You got to take off your gloves already.
You got to take off the gloves.
Quit wearing shirts when you're on stage.
Yeah.
You've been doing it since the start.
Mike and her bras. I'm sick of this show, I'm seeing.
All right, here we go. If it'll get Clay to come up with something original.
You sly fox.
Then ironically, he's going to talk about your tits, huh? He's the best, and you're wrong.
Okay.
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing because I don't understand how that guy could be funny because...
This is a man who died laughing at a balls 30 seconds ago. Died laughing at balls. Near death. He was having flashbacks of his life, you know. Fight with father, the time he got molested, all this.
You know, she does have a point. You're not making this easy. Like, you're like, oh, Andrew Dice Clay is funniest, but so is this guy talking about balls.
Like, you're seriously going to put Andrew Dice Clay next to someone like Stanhope and be like, you know, it's a toss-up of who I'd like to listen to.
Yes.
I could either listen to this old windbag talk about how people love him when they don't, or I could listen to somebody make revelatory statements about the world and where it's going.
The only reason that I would argue with you, Micah, is because we don't have a reference and he does. And Keith takes the time to buy the CDs, everybody's CDs, and go to shows and make sure that he knows the new material. So it's hard to argue. I was arguing with this until he went to a show, and Keith hates going out, goes to a show, is ready to hate on even his favorite person, and comes back saying it was all new material and hilarious and genius. And
my friends loved it. They're big judgers. They're not going to...
He brought people who weren't fans of Dice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
You never know. So I've seen Carrot Top things that have blown me away. You know, I'm not going to completely with. I'm not saying
I agree.
Don't
with
do me
Keith.
No favors. He's not my brother.
I'm doing myself a favor here, Keith. I would like to have adequate backup the next time I want to slam Andrew Dice Clay.
That's the thing. I can't argue with him because I'm ignorant of the. Of the subject. So if all people know of Andrew Dice Clay is this, but he is keeping the persona, so it's hard to take that away from his, you know, hickory dickory dock when he keeps talking like that and acting like that. And I don't think that's him, you know.
I don't know anymore.
I gained 40 pounds, but this leather vest still fits. Hey, like, I don't need to watch Grandpa slide into home.
His CD, The Day the Laughter Died, was one of the first comedy CDs I actually sat down and listened to. And every male that I've showed that to has loved it. And every female that I've showed that to has absolutely despised it. So.
I get that, but I don't think Micah and I are like, fucking anti-female joke. Go suck it. You know, I don't think we're just like, dismissive of people because I don't think so.
Like, Patrice O'Neill is a huge misogynist. He's a hilarious guy. Like, I don't agree with the things he says, but I agree that he is funny. Andrew Dice Clay is a misogynist, and I agree that he reminds me of one of the rats from Cinderella.
Have you listened to The Day the Laughter Died?
I have not.
Well, then give it a chance, man. It's very funny.
All right, man.
I mean, whoa, yes. Man. Oh! Biggie fucking D!
Gotta say, that works against him. It works against him. The now fact that everybody can do an impression of Dice works against him.
I think it's nice.
Everyone can do an impression of De Niro. No one's shitting all over De Niro.
God damn it. Close the show.
Micah Fox.
Yeah, that's my name.
This is your website. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. Ready?
It's MicahFox.blogspot.com.
Yeah. How do you spell Micah Fox on that there, pal?
Micah Fox!
M-Y-K-A-F-O-X. Right.
Of course. That's what I said.
Blogspot.com.
Micah Fox is an incredible blogger. I do not say that. Ever. Lightly.
Except when I'm on the show.
Except when you're on, you know what?
I don't say it ever.
It's true. It's true. Yes. The stuff that she writes about is actually interesting. She takes the time. It's not about what she had for breakfast and that's it and why it's funny that eggs are looking back at her
when
they're sunny side up. It's very, very funny.
I follow your blog.
Thank you.
I read all the updates and stuff.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow, great. Thank
I enjoy
you very
it
much.
Thoroughly.
Find a little, it hates on men a little too much.
Hey, what are you going to do?
You don't read my blog. Have you read my blog? You haven't read my blog.
Doesn't mean I can't talk about it and shit on it. All right. Thank you, Micah, very much.
Thank you, guys.
Kyle.
Also, follow her on Twitter. She's on Facebook. All that stuff is under Micah
Fox. I've also, YouTube, I'm starting to make more animations again. I've just made 2 in as many days, so check those out.
Wow, cool.
I like animations.
Yeah, there's a lot of cuss words. I like to...
I didn't know you animate.
I'm not. I found a program that works really well, and it's just a chance for me to write some scripts and have like other people act them out. And
that's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to act in one of your cartoons.
I wish I could record voices, and when I figure out how to do that, I'll have you come in. Right now, they're computer-generated voices, which is a struggle, and also, I think, what adds to the humor of it for me.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Good.
So check those out, too, please.
Let me mention myspace.com/KyleThompson.
That's me.
And you're still on MySpace, dude?
It links to all my other stuff. Oh. So.
He has room to stretch out. It's all like right. Getting 2 seats on an airplane.
Because mm-hmm. I'm fucking fat. So.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much. Don't forget, of course, the Keith and the Girl relationship book. What Do We Do Now? Please pre-order it. Tell your friends, all that stuff.
Mike and Mike have already bought like 7 copies.
Aw, thank you. That's what you all should do. Buy 7 copies. 7's the magic number, and it's good luck. Khamsa khamsa.
You know, before you're married, it's all porno movies. They fuck like fucking animals, and it's porno movies. The minute you're married, oh, look, the Discovery Channel. It's the life of a zebra. I'm going out for a year. So you're watching the Discovery Channel, and you're like, hey, honey.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome to a movie?
Yeah!
Can I pick it? Yeah, just get in the fucking trunk. Let's get out of here. I can't stand this already. I just can't fucking... Now you get to the movies, right? Now you get to the fucking movie. Now you got the leader of the aisle that don't want to let you in so fast. You're standing with your popcorn, your sodas, and her. And you're trying to be cool. Hey, pal, those 2 seats at the end, they taken? And he's looking over like he don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, can I get in? Please? And as you're walking by everybody, you know what pricks you are. You start tripping us, kicking us in the ass, knocking the popcorn out. You know what goes on. Do I gotta tell you what you do? And now you gotta sit down and you go for the armrest, right? But they already got their arm there. You're just a little too late to get your half. So now the little shoving fight starts. Little pushing fight. And I hate being touched by anybody for any reason. So I came up with a cure for that. The minute somebody touches my arm, I just go like this. Oh, I'm gonna come. Yeah, forget about the armrest. You got the whole row after that. And anybody else that heard what you're saying. And then after the movie, fucking Dunsky wants to continue and talk about the fucking movie. Like it was real. They can't just let it go. You walk into the car. So what do you think happened? Can we get out of this fucking mall before we get mugged? Huh? Get in the fucking car. I'll let you sit in the front seat. Get in. So now you drive home. You pull in your driveway. You shut the lights. You shut the car. And then the saddest thing happens. You look over to your right, and she's still there. Right next to you. Not like a bad dream, not like a nightmare where you can't feel yourself breathe and you wake up, oh, everything's great again. She's still fucking there. Now it's back in the fucking house with her. Let's get a sleep. Who came up with sleeping in the same fucking bed? I mean, you're a little Chinese girl. You gotta sleep next to the fucking Titanic over here. How do you fucking manage this? Was he putting his ass crack like a hammock? Where do you even sleep?